Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Shane and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way, and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." I think that last sentence might be one of the most important in the whole collection of verses here. So it's Luke 24, 35 through 48, that you are witnesses of these things. Like, he literally is saying, "I told you that I was going to die, that I was going to rise. It was all over scripture. Now you understand that. And now I need you to witness to it. I need you to go and tell the nations," like literally preach his name in the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And brothers and sisters, it's been 2,000 years and our faith has made it from Jerusalem all the way to Europe and then up to America and obviously all over the world. But how often are we not witnessing to the Lord? You know, another verse that I really, really like is that we are called to preach Christ and preach Christ crucified. I don't remember exactly when it is. I know it was a daily reading some point during Lent, but it's so, so important that we are preaching Christ. We are his witnesses. We are his hands and feet. He has no body now but ours. So what are we doing to preach and to witness to Jesus? Maybe for some people, it's like actually being a priest, which praise God that you are called to priesthood, that you are called to preach, and that you are called to literally give us the sacraments. Maybe it's those of us that are called to actually be like stay-at-home parents and to raise our kids in the faith and let them know like Jesus loves them and he wants to encounter them and he wants to have a personal relationship with them. But then for the rest of us who walk into the secular world, what are we doing? You know, like to pretty much like call you out a little bit, like are you actually preaching Christ? Are you witnessing to Christ in everything, in your words, in what you do, in what you don't do? Because all of that is so, so important, because like actions speak louder than words. If somebody sees that you're not acting like a Christian, they're going to know you're fake and that it doesn't matter. And so the thing is, brothers and sisters, we have to show that Christ's church is alive and that it is well. We actually have to leave Mass differently. We have to pay attention in Mass too. But when we leave Mass and actually like take to heart the gospel message and we preach Christ, like the world can actually change. Whether it's just our world around us or like all of the earth. But he's just waiting for you, brothers and sisters. He is waiting for you to just preach his name. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel according to Luke. Again, my name is Shane. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways they have blessed us here at Damascus. And to learn more about the programs and events that Damascus offers, please visit us at damascus.net.